Jeremiah chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah. He had taken him there, bound in chains, among all the captives of Jerusalem and Judah, who were being deported to Babylon. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God pronounced disaster on this place. Now the Lord has brought it about, and has done just as he said he would, because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore this disaster has happened to you. Now look, I am releasing you this day from the chains that are on your hands. If you want, come with me to Babylon, and I will take good care of you. But if you don't want to come with me into Babylon, you don't have to. Look, all the land is before you. Go wherever it seems good and right to you." Now before he turned to leave, he said, "Go back then to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has appointed governor over the towns of Judah, and live with him among the people, and go wherever you want to." So the captain of the guard gave him food and a gift, and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam in Mizpah, and stayed with him among the people who were left in the land. Now when all the military commanders who were in the fields and their troops heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor of the land, and had given him authority over the men, women, children, and the poorest of the land, who had not been deported as exiles to Babylon, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. These included Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, and Jonathan, the son of Kareah, and Shariah, the son of Tahumeth, and the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, and Jesaniah, the son of the Maakathite, and they and their men. Now Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore to them and to their men, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Live in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will go well for you. As for me, I will live in Mizpah, to stand before the Chaldeans that will come to us. But you may gather wine, summer fruits, and olive oil, and put them in your containers, and live in the towns you have taken over. Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and all the other countries heard that the king of Babylon had left the remnant of people to stay in Judah, and that he had set Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, to govern them, then all the Judeans began to return out of all the places where they had been driven. They came back to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and gathered a great harvest of wine and summer fruit. Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the military commanders who were in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, and said to him, "Are you aware that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, to assassinate you?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke privately with Gedaliah in Mizpah, saying, "Please let me go, and I will kill Ishmael the son of Netaniah, and no one will ever know about it. Why should he kill you, resulting in all the Jews who are gathered to you being scattered, and the remnant of Judah perish?" But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam told Johanan the son of Kareah, "Do not do such a thing, for what you are saying about Ishmael is a lie." Jeremiah chapter 40.